姐妹平安，
Peace, you, my sisters.
请我们打开耶利米书第六章。
Let us open the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6.
我们从27节读到30节。
Let us read from verse 27 to 30.
啊，你可以用你习惯的语言。
You can read it with whichever language you're comfortable with.
我们一起同声的来读。
Let us read it together.
我使你在我
I
民
made you an assayer
来，
and an examiner among my people,
使你
so
知
that
道试炼他们的行动，他们都是极悖逆的，往来缠谤人，他们是铜是铁，都行坏事。风箱吹火，铅被烧毁。他们炼而又炼，终是徒然，因为恶劣还未除掉。人必称他们为被弃的营渣，因为耶和华已经弃掉他们。我们在主面前有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer before God.
天父，我们感谢你，
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们本来也是被弃的，
For we were rejected.
是在你儿子里面，你把我们拯救回来，
It is only in your Son that we were redeemed,
让我们成为你的孩子，
so that we may become your children.
让我们在饼杯面前可以享受你的同在。
So that before the bread and the cup, we may enjoy your presence.
这是何等的高台，
How you have uplifted us,
这是何等的恩典。
and what grace it is.
我们求你早晨继续在你话语里面对我们的心说话。
And this morning, may you continue to speak to our hearts through your word.
不是告诉我们头脑中多一点的知识。
Is not to give us more knowledge in our head.
乃是在我们灵的深处光照我们。
But rather examine us in the depth of our spirit.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
Amen.
犹太人在耶利米的时代，他们，各
So the
位。
Israelites in the time of Jeremiah.
他们面对的是极为可怕的环境。
And they're faced with a such a tremendous environment and a terrible environment.
他们有的瘟疫比我们今天的新冠病毒还可怕。
The plagues that they were faced with is multitudes more fearsome than what we're faced with today.
加上刀剑和饥荒。
And when you add also to it swords and spears and famine.
在这样一个危险的光景里面，
In such a dangerous circumstance.
但是他们外面宗教的活动，还是跟以前一样。
But externally, their religious activities continue to proceed as if before.
他们依然有宏伟的圣殿。
They continue to have the temple.
他们的神职人员还是忙忙碌碌的，筹划推动许许多多的事情。
And the servants of God, and they continue to proceed and do all kinds of actions and things.
他们祷告，
And their prayer.
他们献祭。
And they offer sacrifices.
但是非常可怜的是，他们不知道，耶和华却不悦纳。
But what is sad is they do not recognize that the Lord did not accept.
好像我们如果读耶利米书十四章十二节那里。
If we were to read Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 12.
他们进食的时候，我不听他们的呼求。
When they fast, I am not going to listen to their cry.
他们献燔祭和素祭，我也不悦纳。
And when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I am not going to accept them.
我却要用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫灭绝他们。
Rather, I am going to put an end to them by the sore famine and plague.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这一些称为神名下的百姓。
Because this people who consider themselves under the name of the Lord.
他们里面相当的可怕。
It is very scary what is happening within them.
犯罪拜偶像。
There's sin, there's idol worshiping.
甚至为着自己的利益杀死自己的孩子。
Even for their own benefit that they destroy and kill their own children.
耶利米书七章三十一节这样子告诉我们。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 31 tells us this.
他们在新嫩子谷建筑陀菲特的丘坛。
They have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of Ben Hinnom.
好在火中焚烧自己的儿女。
To burn their sons and their daughters in the fire.
耶和华对这一群百姓厌恶到一个地步。
The Lord Jehovah despises this group of people to such an extent.
他三次告诉耶利米。
For three times he has said to Jeremiah,
不要替他们祷告。
Do not pray for them.
这是在第七章、十一章和十四章。
This is in chapter 7 and 11 and chapter 14.
你也许会问。
Perhaps you may ask.
刘弟兄，这跟我们有什么关系呢？
Brother Liu, how does this relate to us?
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
我有机会在很多不同的教会服侍。
I have the opportunity to serve in many different churches.
我可以听很多很美好的诗歌。
I can listen to all kinds of beautiful hymns.
啊，非常感人的祷告。
And very touching prayers.
最特别的是，几乎每个教会都认为自己的信仰最纯正。
And what is most interesting and special is that every single church believes that their faith and their belief is the most pure.
他们都认为主一定悦纳他们。
And for surely God will accept them.
但是如果我跟他们有一点私下的认识的时候，
But if I were to get to know them a little bit better in private,
基本上，
in reality,
现代的基督徒拜现代版的巴利。
And the today's Christian worship today's version of Baal.
现代基督徒里面的偶像一点都不比耶利米那个时代少。
And the idols within today's Christian's heart is not any less or fewer than the people of Jeremiah's times.
有人是国家是他的偶像。
For some people, the country and the nation is their idol.
不久以前的大选。
Not long ago, the election.
你会看到多少的基督徒对这美国的爱远远超过对这耶稣的爱。
And you've seen how many believers, their love towards this country is far exceeds their love for our God.
那至于有些人，他的偶像是他的神学。
Even some, for some people, their idol is their theology.
是他们的立场。
It is their position, their vantage.
是他们的亮光。
It is their light.
更一般的
but more commonly
健康
health
成功
success
小孩有出息
children being very accomplished
有好名声
to be famous
这些都成为基督徒的偶像
These things all become Christians' idols.
我认识很多看起来在教会很爱主的年轻人。
I've met many youth who seem to be very passionate in church.
他们在 social media 上面的那个投入。
They're totally engrossed in the social media.
远远超过他们对着主的委身。
And it far, far exceeds their passion for the Lord.
今天的基督徒不会用火烧自己的儿女。
Today's Christians will not cast their children into the fire.
但是今天的基督徒照样会把自己的儿女杀在子宫里。
But today's Christian believer will kill their children within the womb.
2020年。
2020
在美国用政府补贴的对胎abortion 堕胎超过35万人。
The government supplemented abortion in America exceeded 350,000.
如果再加上自费的话
，and when you add into the self-funded。
死亡人数可能超过新冠病毒。
The total children aborted far exceeds the coronavirus death.
那在中国我就不去说它了。
And never mind China.
在人类的历史上。
In the history of mankind.
如果有一个时代像耶利米的时代。
If there was an era that is like the times of Jeremiah.
那就是现在。
And it would be now.
看一看美国的国会。
Just take a look at the Congress today.
这一届的议员里面。
In this Congress.
超过75%的人称自己是基督徒。
Over 75% considers themselves Christian.
然而，美国的众议院会通过一个完全跟神的标准对得干的这个变性同性的平权法案。
And yet, they're able to pass within the Capitol a law that is contrary to God in regards to transgender and gay and lesbian.
美国牧师的离婚率。跟美国社会的离婚率是一样。
The divorce rate among American pastors is the same as the overall public.
今天你看看各地的聚会。
If you were to take a look at all the different gatherings,
聚会是照样热闹。
The meeting continues to be very lively.
奉献也不会差到哪里去。
The tithes do not differ much.
但是我们自己里面的虚假骄傲。
But the falsehood or pretentiousness and the pride within.
情欲贪心。
And the desires and greed.
一点。都不会因为外面宗教的美丽而消失。
The diminished not a single bit, not according to the external beauty of religion.
神在耶利米的时代给他们的警告。
The warning that God gave Jeremiah in the times.
也是神今天给在美国的基督徒的警告。
Likewise, it is the same warning that God is giving to the believers today in America.
我们都知道耶利米书第一章是讲到先知的蒙召。
We know that Jeremiah chapter 1 speaks of the calling of the prophet.
从第二章到第六章，基本上它有三个主题。
So between chapter 2 and chapter 6, there are three major topics.
第一个主题是神为着以色列的悖逆在那里哀叹。
And God is, first one is God is saddened by the rebelliousness of Israel.
那这个是一直到第三章的第五节。
This goes all the way into chapter 3, verse 5.
第二个重点就是神透过先知不断的呼吁、恳求百姓能够悔改。
And the second is that God continues to plead with the people and to beg them to come back through the prophets.
这个一直到四章第四节。
This goes all the way onto chapter 4, verse 4.
剩下就是宣告一个让人一想起来都觉得恐怖的审判。
And after that, it is a judgment that even if you think about it, it would bring terror into your heart.
我们今天读的这几节经文,
the passages we read today,
其实就是二章到六章的一个总结。
It is, in effect, a summary or conclusion of what was spoken in chapter 2 to 6.
那好像我有机会去台湾做那个健康检查的时候
，I had the opportunity to go to Taiwan to get my health checkup.
最后检查完了，他们会寄一份很厚的报告给我。
At the end of it, they would send me a very thick packet.
但是在那个报告的最前面，它会有一段很小的总结。
So in this very big report in the beginning, there will be a very small summary.
是把整个的报告里面最重要的地方把它总结出来。
And it lists out the most significant points that is within the report.
这里耶和华告诉耶利米。
Here God Jehovah tells Jeremiah.
神的训诲百姓不听。
God's pleading that they did not listen.
先知的恳求，他们置若罔闻。
And the begging of the word of the prophets, they did not heed.
神兴起许许多多的环境，如同烈火一样。
And God raises up all different kinds of circumstances as if it's a fierce fire.
能够显明出他们的光景。
So that their circumstance may be revealed.
神并且要耶利米根据检查的结果来查验神百姓属灵的状况。
And God wanted Jeremiah to be an assayer and an examiner to examine the people and their spiritual being.
六章二十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 27.
我比较喜欢 ESV 的翻译。
I like the ESV translation.
因为它比较准确。
It's more accurate.
它这里是说，我使你成为一个如同金属的检验者。
Here it says that you're an assayer, right? As an examiner of a metal assayer.
你就有可能知道，也试验。他们的道路。
Then you would know and you can test their circumstance.
那这里神用的是炼银子的这个背景。
So the background, the metaphor here God is using in terms of refining silver.
神会用各种不同的环境来试验人。
God will use all different kinds of circumstances to test us.
过去如此，今天还是如此。
It is likewise in the past and also the same today.
神选耶利米来做检验官。
So God chose Jeremiah to be the tester, the chief tester.
是因为耶利米自己已经通过了几十年的检验。
It is because Jeremiah himself has passed several decades of testing.
不要忘记了，当在耶利米那个年代做先知、做祭司的人可是一堆一堆的。
And let us not forget that in Jeremiah's time, there were many, many who were prophets and priests.
可惜那些人都经不起考验。
But those people, unfortunately, did not stand up to the test.
你如果看第六章十三节这样子说。
If you take a look at chapter 6, verse 13, it says this.
因为他们从最小的到至大的都一味地贪婪，从先知到祭司。
From the least to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for unjust gain. And from prophets or priests, everyone deals falsely.
但是耶利米他这一辈子,
But Jeremiah, his entire life,
他虽然是又孤单又寂寞,
although he is very solitary and very lonely,
他被富家出卖。
He was sold by his father's house.
第十二章
Chapter 12.
被祭司、先知与众民并死罪。
He was condemned to death by the the priest, the prophet, and the people.
二十六章
Chapter 26.
他甚至于被王追杀。三十六。
And he was even chased after by the king to be killed, threatened with death in 36.
但是耶利米不改其志。
But Jeremiah did not change.
你知道我认识一些人。
You know that I know some folks.
他们年轻的时候。
When they were younger.
真心爱主。
They truly had a passion for the Lord.
但是在教会中过了几十年以后,
But after they lived in the church for several decades,
他们变得是难以相信的骄傲。
They have this kind of pride that's very difficult to imagine. Sorry.
只有那些可以一直谦卑、立定志向、陶足喜悦的人，才可能经得起时间的考验。
Only those who, sorry.
Only those who remain humble and have make up their mind to pleasing the Lord.They will be able to endure the trial. 二十八节到二十九节
chapter 28 to 29.
这是先知查验的结果报告。
This is the report after the testing.
那我特别喜欢杨牧谷对这两节圣经的翻译。
I especially like this particular translation for.
他们都是极悖逆的。
They're grievously rebellious.
往来残谤的人。
Sorry, which verse is this?
28.
Oh, sorry, 20, okay.
都行坏事。
They're going about with scandal. They're bronze and iron, and all of them act corruptly.
风箱吹火。
The bellows blow fiercely.
荣辱旺盛。
And the leaden are consumed by the fire.
炼而又炼，终是。
In vain, the refining goes on.
他们的杂质还是除不掉。
But the wicked are not removed.
神用这一幅图画让耶利米来查验，能不能够在百姓中间找到一些 属天的东西。
So God uses this image for Jeremiah to test to see if there's still something that is heavenly within the people.
然而，终是徒然。
But in the end, it is all in vain.
徒然就是白忙。
In vain means that it's all for nothing.
就是瞎折腾了一顿。
Is that there was a, it was an exercise, a futile exercise.
什么结果也没有。
That there is no outcome, there is no end result.
历世历代。
For generations and generations.
神也是一直不断地借着各样的环境来试验他的百姓。
God uses all kinds of circumstances and environment to test his people.
神希望经过了这一些的环境，能够把基督的品格建立在他们的里面。
And God hopes that through this, experiencing these different circumstances, that he may establish the character of Christ within them.
我们一辈子最大的悲剧
the greatest tragedy in our life.
就是我们经历了许许多多的痛苦。
Is that we experience all kinds of pain and suffering.
包括我们现在这个百年不遇的大瘟疫。
And including this pandemic that we're enduring right now.
但如果经过了
But if we were to pass,
留下属天的品格
what remains is a heavenly characteristic.
岂不是终是徒然吗？
If we're not left with the heavenly characteristic, is that not in vain?
好像有一条诗歌说多少痛苦白白受。
And just like the hymn says, how much suffering we suffer for naught.
在我们的里面如果还是老我。
If within us it is still the old self.
还是杂质。
It is still the wicked.
没有神想要的银子。
There's nothing that is the silver that God desires.
当时人炼银。
When they refine silver at the time.
他们是把铅跟银矿一起放在熔炉里来炼。
They put lead and silver together in the crucible to refine.
在高温之下。
And it is under high temperature.
铅会融化，把银矿里面的那些杂质融合在一起。
And the lead will melt and group together with the impurities that's within the silver.
那剩下来的就是银子。
And what remains will be the silver.
但是因为以色列里面没有银子。
But because there is no silver within the Israelites.
只有铜，只有铁。
There's only brass and iron.
无论怎么炼，都炼不出银子。
No matter how you try to refine it, you cannot get silver.
所以最后呢，只能当银渣被丢弃。
And at the end, they can only be thrown out because they're impurities.
28节耶利米就给他们一个诊断。
And 28, Jeremiah gives them a summary, conclusion.
Diagnosis.
Diagnosis.
他们有敬虔的外貌。
There is a hourly, hourly piety.
但是他们里面只有三样东西。
But within there are only three things.
悖逆。
Rebellion.
残暴。
Slander.
都行坏事。
And act corruptly.
刚才弟兄翻的那个都行坏事。翻得非常准确，是全是腐败，他们干的全是腐败。
And all the things they've done is all corrupt.
悖逆。
Rebelliousness.
这个我们最熟悉了。
This is something we're very familiar with.
我想起来从前有一个姐妹的孩子。
I know that there was a son of a sister.
因为一些特别的理由就必须放在我家里面几天。
Because of special circumstance, he needed to stay at my place for a bit.
我发现这个孩子，他根本不想知道你跟他要求什么事情。
I find it interesting that this child doesn't want to know what his needs are.
No. He does not want to know what your request is. 他只有一个答案，你跟他要求什么，他都只有一个答案，就是 no.
So whatever you ask of him, he has only one answer, and that is no.
我在另外一个弟兄家里看到他的妻子非常有智慧。
And I saw a brother's wife at their place, and she was very wise.
他如果希望他的孩子往东边走
，She wants her children to go to the east.
他就跟他们讲，你们往西边走。
So she tells them to go to the west.
然后基本上呢，90%的情况，他们的孩子都满足了母亲的心意。
And 90% of the time, the children were satisfied what she wanted.
悖逆是在我们的骨子里的。
Rebelliousness is in our marrows.
悖逆就是不听话。
Rebelliousness is to not listen and to reject.
以色列悖逆的表现就是不听神的话。
The acts of rebellion for the Israelites is to reject the word of God, to not listen to the word of God.
你看第六章第十节这样的告诉我们。
Chapter 6, verses 10 tells us this.
现在我可以向谁说话做见证使他们听呢？
To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear?
他们的耳朵未受割礼，不能听见，看哪，耶和华的话，他们以为羞辱，不以为喜悦。
Behold, their ears are uncircumcised, they cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them an object of scorn. They take no pleasure in it.
不是没有神的话。
It is not that they have not the word of God.
其实在这个时候是他们刚刚重新发现了摩西的律法书。
At this time, they just recently rediscovered the laws of Moses.
但是呢，他们不要听。
But they have no desire to listen.
就是听见了他也听不进去，他叫做不能听见。
Even if they've heard in their with their ears, but they just cannot would not absorb it, they cannot hear.
因为他们的耳朵未受割礼。
Because their ears are uncircumcised.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是他们的耳朵是顺从自己肉体的私欲。他们只想听他们想听的东西。
Because their ears follows the desires of their flesh, and they only want to hear what they desire to hear.
他们听不进去神的话。
They cannot absorb and hear in the word of God.
更要命的是，他们以神的话为羞辱。
And what is even worse is that they consider the word of God an object of scorn.
这个字就是表示看不起神的话。
Scorn, this word means that they look down upon the word of God.
对神的话反感。
They reject and they're repulsed by the word of God.
并且嘲笑神的话。
And also they mock the word of God.
你如果看看今天主流的媒体。
If you look at the mainstream media today.
你看看今天的电影。
Just look at the movies.
他们对着圣经一切的原则不是同样的这个态度吗？
Do they not have the same attitude towards biblical principles?
最近有台湾的同工告诉我。
Recently, a coworker in Taiwan tells me.
在台湾35岁以下的年轻人
All the youth, 35 years and under.
他们如果是基督徒,
if they are a Christian,
他们不敢让他们的朋友知道他是基督徒。
They're too afraid to let their friends to know that they are a believer.
因为他们觉得基督徒很丢脸。
because they're ashamed, because they feel they're being a Christian is being ashamed, is shameful.
因为基督徒的观念跟不上这个时代了。
Because the principle, our faith, cannot follow, this time, this era.
什么婚前不可以有性行为啊？
You know, sex before marriage.
什么不要骄傲啊，不要贪心啊。
Don't be prideful, don't be greedy.
那那个什么 LGBT 那些东西就不说了。
And never mind all the LGBT things.
今天很多父母会抱怨孩子叛逆。
A lot of parents today will complain about the rebellion of their children.
但是我们做父母的问问自己呢？
But we as parents should ask ourselves,
我们对着神的话是什么态度？
What is our attitude towards the Word of God?
我们岂不是选择性的顺服神的话吗？
Do we not listen to the Word of God? Do we not selectively listen to the Word of God?
今天有许多地方的基督徒。
There are Christians in many different places.
把神的话当作参考资料。
They consider the Word of God only as a reference material.
悖逆不仅仅是藐视神的话。
Rebelliousness is not just to look down upon the Word of God.
悖逆也全盘否定历史上的好东西。
Rebelliousness is also will reject all the good things that happen in history.
那好像第六章十五节那里这样的描写。
Similar to what is written here in chapter 15 verse 15 of chapter 6.
耶和华如此说。
Thus says the Lord.
你们当在路上查看，访问古道，哪是善道，便行在其间。
16. Stand by the roads and look, and ask for the ancient path, where the good way is, and walk in it.
这样你们心里必得安息。
And find rest for your souls.
他们却说,
But they say,
我们不行在其间。
We will not walk in it.
耶和华在这里呼吁他的百姓。
Jehovah here is caring for his children, his people.
要他们，你不听我的话也就算了。
It's basically saying that if you don't, it's okay if you don't listen to my word.
你至少看一看在历史上留下来有各种不同的古道。
But at the very least, take a look at the different paths that have happened in history.
然后你看看哪一个古道是好的。
And take a look at history and see which ancient path is actually good.
那你也行在其中。
And if you find the good, then walk in it.
我顺便提一下。
Let me just take a moment to mention.
古道不一定都是好的。
Ancient paths are not always good.
遗传不一定都是好的。
Tradition is not always good.
但是遗传里面如果有一些好东西是经过时间考验的。
But if in tradition there are certain things that have been well tested in time.
耶和华说你们就行在其间。
And the Lord Jehovah says, then you shall walk in it.
但是神的百姓怎么回答呢？
But how did the people of God respond?
他们说我们不行在其间。
But they say we will not walk in it.
神告诉他们你行在那些好的古道上面至少会保护你这样你们心里变得安息。
And God said to them that at the very least, at least walk in the ancient path so that it may protect you, so that your heart may find rest.
但是他们不要。
But they want no part of it.
不是他们不要安息啊。
It is not that they do not want rest.
他们只是不要好的古道。
They just do not want the good ancient path.
你看看今天的教会。
If you look at the church of today.
啊，就讲唱诗歌这件事吧。
Let's just talk about singing of the hymn worship.
许多好的诗歌，大家不爱唱。
There are many, many good hymns that no one wants to sing anymore.
偏偏要去唱那些以人为中心的心的这些诗歌。
But rather, they rather want to sing the hymns that places man in the center.
教会放弃了以圣经启示的、以神为中心的敬拜。
And the church has given up a God-centered worship.
反而变成了以人为中心的娱乐。
And made it into a self-centered, a man-centered, leisure.
放弃了借着真道、依靠圣灵，让人为罪、为义、为审判的悔改。
And have given up on the true path and for sin and for righteousness and
for judgment.
反而喜欢用各样的活动手段勾引人入教。But use all kinds of activities and methods to draw people in.
怎么搞都没有长远的果效。
No matter whatever they do, there is no long enduring effect.
人越是拼命努力，
the harder man struggles,
越是没有安息。
There is no, there's no rest.
除非回到善的路上。
Unless they return to the good path.
我曾经认识一个拜佛的人。
In the past, I know this person who's a Buddhist.
他拜了四十年。
He was a Buddhist for 40 years.
没有安息。
No rest.
拼命的拜。
He worked hard and struggled.
付很大的代价去拜
，and paid a tremendous price to worship.
他的儿子劝他信耶稣。
His son really tried to talk him into becoming a believer.
他的回答就是不要。
And his answer is nope.
这岂不正是像当时以色列的图画
？Is this just not the same? Is this not the image of the Israelites at the time?
也正是今天的图画。
It is also the same image of today.
悖逆的人对神的话悖逆。
The rebellious people will rebel against the word of God.
对着优良美好的传统悖逆。
And they rebel against the good and the good tradition.
他们甚至于对着神给他们设立的守望者照样悖逆。
And that they even rebel against what God has established for them.
你看六章十七节。
If, the watchman, if you look at chapter 6, verse 17.
我设立守望的人照管你们，说要听角声，他们就说我们不听。
I set the watchman over you, saying, pay attention to the sound of the trumpet, but they said, we will not pay attention.
神在每一个时代都兴起一些守望者。
In every era and every generation, God will raise up watchmen.
他们会警告神的百姓。
They will warn the people of God.
这些人基本上他们不会是那些受人欢迎的明星传道。
And they would not be the popular preachers.Or
not celebrity.
Celebrity preacher, okay.
但是他们知道神的心。
But they know the heart of God.
他们爱神的百姓。
They love the people of God.
他们敢说出政治不正确的话。
They're not afraid to say things that are incorrect.
问题不是没有守望者的。
The problem is not that they lack the warning of the watchman.
是没有人听。
it is that no one listens.
六章十九节说
Chapter 6 verse 19.
地啊，当听。
Hear, O earth.
我必使灾祸临到这百姓，就是他们意念所结的果子。
Behold, I am bringing disaster upon this people, the fruit of their devices.
因为他们不听从我的言语，至于我的训诲，他们也厌弃。
Because they have not paid attention to my words, and as for my law, they have rejected it.
灾祸会临到神的百姓。
Disaster will befall upon the people of God.
这个灾祸为什么会临到神的百姓呢？
Why do disasters fall upon them?
因为这个灾祸是他们意念所结的果子。
It is because it is the fruit of their devices.
悖逆。
Rebelliousness.
这就是伊甸园亚当夏娃所犯的罪。
This is the sin of the Garden of Eden, of Adam and Eve.
不听神的话。
Heed not the word of God.
自己而向神。
To become as if they themselves are God.
所有其他的罪。
All the other sins.
都是从这个罪出来的。
They all start from this very first sin.
残暴。
Slander.
这个字原文的意思就是说谎话，要不然是讨人喜欢，要不然是说谎话去伤害别人。
So the in original text, the meaning is to lie, whether it's to please others or to just talk falsely.
如果我们看五章第一节
，If we take a look at chapter 5, verse 1.
你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在宽过处寻找，看看有一人行公义、求诚实没有。
Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, look and take note. Search her squares to see if you can find a man, one who does justice and seeks truth. That I may pardon her.
诚实。
Truth.
假如今天有人夸你的小孩诚实
if someone compliments your children as being honest,
你千万不要高兴
Don't be too happy.
因为这个是在今天的社会就是傻的代名词
To be honest in today's society is a substitute for the word to be dumb. Or naive, rather.
在这个世界里面，从做总统的到最小的老百姓。
So in today's society, from the president all the way on, up on down till the common folks,
没有一个说实话。
There's not a single person who speaks truthfully.
社会如此。
And this is the society.
教会也是一样。
And likewise, that is also the church.
人前人后。
Man and man, between man to man.
一口两舌。
They all speak with a split tongue.
大部分做牧人的都只爱说人爱听的话。
Majority of the shepherd loves to say things that are that others like to hear.
你如果读六章十三节、十四节
，If you read chapter 6, 13 and 14,
因为他们从最小的到至大的都一味的贪婪，从先知到祭司都行事虚谎。
For from the least to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for unjust gain, and from prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely.
他们轻轻呼呼地医治我百姓的损伤，说平安了，平安了。其实没有平安。
They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace.
那背后批评论断在神的百姓中根本就不当回事。
And of course, then when they criticize the people of God behind them, it's, and they don't consider it important.
一个悖逆的灵,
a spirit of rebellion.
一个虚谎的灵,
a spirit of falsehood.
一定就把人带到邪恶的里面。
Surely it will bring people into corruption and wickedness.
越邪恶到一个地步就彻底的腐败。
And to be wicked to such extent that they're completely corrupt.
好像六章六节七节那里告诉我们。
Just like in chapter 6, 6, 7, 6 and 7 tells us.
因为耶和万军之耶和华如此说，你们要砍伐树木，筑垒，攻打耶路撒冷，就是那该罚的城，其中尽是欺压。
For thus says the Lord of hosts, cut down her trees, cast up a siege mount against Jerusalem. This is the city that must be punished. There is nothing but oppression within her.
井怎样涌出水来，这城也照样涌出恶来。
As a well keeps his water fresh, so she keeps fresh her evil.
其间常听见有强暴毁坏的事。
Violence and destruction are heard within her.
看一看从去年的大选到现在。
Just take a look at the election, last year's election all the way till now.
恶不断地涌出来。
There's evil that just keeps pouring out.
新总统上任以前，许多的恶在那里显明。
Even before the new president took office, there was a lot of evil that was apparent.
新总统上任的第一天
，the first day of the new presidency,
他就签了行政命令。
He signed a bunch of executive orders.
他保证你们将来的孩子在学校里面，男生可以去女生的浴室和厕所。
He guarantees and ensures that your children in the future that the boys can go into the girls' bathrooms and showers and vice versa.
只要那个男生觉得我是女生就可以。
As long as the boy feels that he is a girl.
真新鲜的邪恶。
This is a new kind of fresh evil.
六章十五节说，他们行可憎的事，知道惭愧吗？
Verse 15, were they ashamed when they committed abomination?
不然，他们毫不惭愧，也不知羞耻。
No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush.
他们如此的败坏。
They are so corrupt
不知羞耻,
that they know not shame.
但是,
yet,
他们以为他们所有的这一些罪恶都可以在宗教礼仪的笼罩之下,神就会看不见。
Yet they feel that all of this sin can be sort of covered up by the ceremony and the procedure of the religious ceremonies, and that God will no longer see it, will ignore it.
当时以色列人不知道。
The Israelites of the time did not know.
不相信。
They did not believe.
罪是一定有后果的。
Surely there is a consequence to sin.
纵然神是百般忍耐
，although God has enduring patience，
但是时候到了，审判必定来临。
But when the time comes, surely there is judgment。
无论你外面有多少宗教的外衣来披盖
，no matter how many outer coats of religion that you can use to cover up。
不管你的祷告听起来多么属灵
，and no matter how pious your prayers and spiritual your prayers are，
不管你说的那些话多么的圣经正确
And no matter how accurate and biblically accurate the words that you speak are.
但是如果你的心里面还有那一些悖逆,
But yet if within your heart there still resides rebelliousness,
虚谎,
slander,
腐败,
and corruption,
并且还毫不惭愧也不羞耻,
and on top of that, there is no shame and there is no blushing.
神会一次又一次的让火一般的试炼临到人的身上。
And God again and again will let tests befall upon them.
如果经历了这一切的火终是突然的话
，If you're able to, if they're able to endure all of this fire.
如果经过了这些火还是没有做成神所要的。
If they've endured the flame, but yet did not accomplish what God desired of them.
今天在美国的基督徒。
The believers in today, in America today.
如果继续玩教会。
If they continue to play the church,
审判不会太远。
Judgment is near.
非常讽刺的。
Very sarcastically.
在这么长一段关于神审判的经文中。
In such a long passage regarding the judgment of God.
神两次称耶路撒冷是西安的女儿西安。
They're twice that God referred to Jerusalem as the daughters of Zion.
这是一个亲密爱的称呼。
This is a very, very loving, a very close, intimate, calling name.
全本的圣经
，in the entire Bible，
充满着这样的张力。
They're full of this kind of
tension.
Tension.
一方面是神的慈爱。
On one side is God's mercy. Loving mercy.
是神的公义。
And on the other side is the justice, the righteousness of God.
这一个张力。
So this tension.
只有当耶稣基督在十字架上亲身担当我们的罪的时候。
Only until when Christ is upon the cross and he personally bore our sins.
才一次。永远的解决了。
Only then, once for all, he completely took care of it.
我们何等的感谢神。
How we thank God.
世界越来越腐败。
And that the world is becoming increasingly more corrupt.
审判可以很快的就来到。
That judgment can come very quickly.
但是我们这些在基督里的人,
but us who are in Christ,
我们有安息,
that we have rest,
因为知道我们被赎的日子近了,
for we know that the day of our redemption is near.
我们低头祷告,
let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你把这些话摆在我们的面前。
Thank you, God, thank you, Lord, for placing these words before us.
但愿有耳可听的都能够听见。
May all those who have ears let them hear.
但愿圣灵在我们里面让我们看见。
And may the Holy Spirit cause us to open our eyes so that we see.
我们还有哪些地方需要悔改。
So that we can see which areas we need to repent.
不是教会需要悔改。
It is not the church needs to repent.
不是别人需要悔改。
It is not that others need to repent.
我需要悔改。
I need to repent.
求你光照我。
May you, enlighten me, us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.